I think the first person to live 150 years is already alive. So I don't think it's impossible. Now, it's important to note that I'm not saying that everyone will live that long, but it strikes me as eminently feasible that some people will. Just like some people today live to be 100 years old, we think of that as exceptional, but not outlandish. I think the same is true for 150, will be true within the next handful of decades, let's say.
What gives you the confidence to believe that?
Two things, really. One is the remarkable progress that's already been made in extending how long we lived. Life expectancy in the United States has increased since 1900 at the rate of 6.5 hours a day, if you can believe it. And there's no indication that that rate of increase is slowing down. Now, that won't get us to 150 anytime soon, but what that suggests is that there's really no physiological or physical limit on how long we can live. It just depends on how well we understand our own biology. The second thing that makes me optimistic is that we've made such incredible progress in the last couple of decades in understanding how things age, why they age, and really how to manipulate that. So we now have dozens and dozens and dozens of ways to make experimental animals live longer. And I'm sure some of those ways are going to turn out to be relevant for people.
Dr. Austad, we've posted a TED Talk that you gave on our MPBN Maine Calling Facebook page, and you come out with a stool and a jar of pills. And I want to ask you about those pills.
Yes, so that's very interesting. Those pills are a drug called metformin. And metformin is the first drug that is about to undergo human testing for its possibilities for delaying or slowing aging. And it's interesting because this is a drug that I suspect many of your listeners are already taking because it's the most commonly prescribed anti-diabetes drug in the world. And what we've discovered recently is that it tends to affect many of the same cellular processes that we've also discovered has affects aging. So we have some reason to think that this drug may delay many aspects of aging, not just treat diabetes, but treat the underlying aging process. And to the extent that it does that, of course, it's going to delay not just diseases like diabetes, but cancer, Alzheimer's disease, muscle loss, development of cataracts, osteoporosis, all of the diseases that we think of as sort of inevitable with life. It could be that one simple, inexpensive drug can delay those.
What's the timeline on the testing on human beings? When can we expect to have an answer?
It's shorter than you would think, because one of the things that we've discovered in recent years is that to affect aging, you don't have to start taking drugs when you first become an adult, which is a good thing, because when people first become adults, they think they're never going to age, but it can actually start late in life. So the plan for this is to start this with people who are already 65 to 80 years old, which means that in 5 years, if it really has an effect in delaying the onset of a number of age-related problems, that we should be able to see that. So surprisingly, we think within 5 years we'll have an answer one way or the other.